With the use of nanotechnology, researchers are looking into how they can revolutionise medicine. I asked Associate Professor Wojtek Szanowski of the University of Sydney's Sydney Nano and the Faculty of Pharmacy about their discovery. How long did it take for the research on nanotechnology in medicine to come about, and what did it take to find out?
So we know about the EVs for a while already, but one of the critical issues with the EVs is actually characterization and really understanding how the cells are packaging different cargos into them and how to use these cargos for both diagnostic and the therapeutic applications. From the timeline, I would say diagnostic applications would be quicker because this is something which doesn't require, to be honest, any approvals, except it requires, obviously, very thorough clinical validation. So this is something which, in my view, should happen relatively quickly. Quickly means within, in my view, 2-5 years maximum. In terms of the therapy, we are getting there.
What's the relation with stem cell research?
So all the discoveries with the EVs started with the stem cells because this is a language of the cells, how they are communicating. So our work started with the stem cell therapy, and then we started discovering actually we don't need the stem cells themselves in the body. We can use the language which they use and put it into the body and use it exactly the same way as the stem cell we use at the moment. So we can use existing research in the stem cell area and leverage on this and push it much faster to the clinics.
What are we using it for? Cancer or cold and flu?
So this is actually very interesting and a very important question because in our situation, we believe we can use it for many different applications. We have the focus on lung diseases, so we want to use it for this particular purpose. But we can use it for cancer, absolutely. There are already beautiful papers published in this area when people demonstrated some of the EVs are very effective for cancer.
What are the side effects that we can expect from this technology?
So we are not aware of any side effects at this stage. We didn't see anything in the laboratory testing which could be a concern. We couldn't see anything which raises concerns from the literature point of view as well. So this is very exciting because we know that with stem cell therapy, there might be some side effects. However, we so far haven't seen anything which is raises a gigantic concerns or any concerns, but obviously it requires a bit of more work.
Is this groundbreaking research from any individual groups or the university, or is it a global trend?
I would say this is an overall trend. This is not something which is coming from the individual groups. Obviously, each of the groups around the world will have their own strengths. They will have their own probably focuses. But obviously, this is something which is across the board, across the world, which is working in this space.
It is understood that some medication may not be delivered efficiently or effectively. How can nanotechnology help with this and where?
This is actually a very interesting question which you just raised. Because with the dose, what is more important, that the dose is delivered to the target. So what happens if you are taking, as you mentioned, let's say this 10 milligrams, it is not that the 10 milligrams is not delivered, but the 10 milligrams is not delivered to the target. So that's the problem. And the nanotechnology addresses this issue. And it delivers specifically to the cells and to the organs when it's needed. So this is exactly what we try to do, deliver the drug, deliver the therapeutic to the target. And this is where the beauty and the strength of nanotechnology is. Because with the standard formulation, you are absolutely right, majority will go spread across the body and may not reach the target. One of the key issues with the chemotherapy, when you have the gigantic side effects, why? Because you deliver the chemotherapy to the almost entire body and you wipe off your immune system.
Associate Professor Wojtek Szanowski of the University of Sydney Faculty of Pharmacy, ending that report.